Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody, people who are listening via cell phone, people who are listening landline, or even my internet listeners live online at blogtalkradio.com on my show page of the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, this is the fastest growing radio show in the South, and it's all because of you. It isn't me. It's you. And that's why today is your day. It's Free for All Friday, and all lines are open for you guys to call in and give me your opinion, comments, stories, whatever you want to do. Today is your day. All listeners are welcome. So that means that when you call into the show, when you call into the show with the show number 818-301-5834, you can press the number 1. I'll see you in my studio, and I'll put you up live on the show with me. and you can tell me all about it, right? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Okay? That's whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Now, let's see. There were a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Well, first, I wanted to talk about voting. I would like for all you guys to get out there and do your early voting. Before the primary on Tuesday, get out there. They have early voting. That way you can avoid all the lines and the traffic at your voting area. Go ahead and get in there and get your vote cast. Okay? Again, I'd like for you guys to get in there and get this stuff done early and vote for your favorite candidate. And also, the people of Atlanta, go ahead and vote yes for the Clean Water Atlanta Project. Clean Water Atlanta Project, you guys should vote yes for that with your early voting. Now, I'm going to try to get in there today. Actually, as soon as I can get done with the show and get out of here, I'm going to go and try to get my early voting done and over with. And that's what I encourage you guys to do, is go ahead and get your early voting done. And that way on Tuesday, when you got all these massive people trying to get in there and vote, you don't have to wait in line. You've already got yours done. And again, don't forget, the people in the city of Atlanta vote yes to the Atlanta Clean Water Project. All right? Excuse me. Also, I was contacted by a friend of mine who went to high school with me, and he asked if I would be willing to help out or sponsor or help get a sponsor or whatever for a project that he's trying to put together, which is feeding some homeless people. One Sunday out of the month, they want to feed some homeless people. And, I really don't have to think about it. I will put whatever effort I can into it and help them to get that done. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. And if anybody out there would like to help on this project, far as, being a sponsor or giving some kind of monetary support for resources, because something like this takes resources to accomplish. And so we'll see what happens with that. He's talking about a few months away, but it sounds like a pretty good project that I may be interested in. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And let's see, today's weather right now is 35 degrees. Well, let me update this. It's 40 degrees in the ATL right now. We're looking at a high of 51 today, low 28. And Saturday, we're looking at a high 57, low 32. Very sunny on Saturday. And then on Sunday, another sunny day. We're looking at a high of 65 and 46 on Sunday night. Monday, partly cloudy, 66 and 49 for our low on Monday. So we're looking at very mild temperatures over the next 3 or 4 days, especially on this weekend. I encourage you guys to get out there and get some smoke going from your grills this weekend, because it's going to be very, very nice. So take advantage of it, okay? That's the good thing about living in Atlanta or living in Georgia, is that we have beautiful weather. And the further south you go, the more beautiful the weather is, right? Because you're headed towards what? The Sunshine State of Florida. And you know what it is down there, okay? So, again, 40 degrees right now in the ATL, partly cloudy skies. We're looking at a high of 51 today. Now, today's word of the day is kill haul. Kill haul, which is spelled K-E-E-L-H-A-U-L. Kill haul. Kill haul is a verb, and it means to haul under the keel of a ship as punishment, or to rebuke severely, to rebuke severely. And again, keel haul means, excuse me, keel haul is a verb, and it means to haul under the keel of a ship as punishment or torture. So when you think about keel haul, when I think about keel haul, I never knew this word, but keel haul, when I think of keel haul now, I think of slaves coming over in the slave on the slave ships. Okay, when they landed on the coast of Africa and captured these people, and I say captured because they took them into captivity, put chains on them, and shackles on their feet, and shackles around their necks and arms, and hauled them off on this ship and put them in the bowels of the ship, or put them in the keel haul of the ship, okay? And they had them, they keel hauled them from Africa all the way back to the coast of the United States. And that's where slavery began. Okay, that's where slavery began. So keel haul is the word of the day, and it means to haul under the keel of a ship as punishment or torture. Now, I think the slaves were being tortured. I don't know about punished. What are you punishing them for? But I think they put them there to torture them. Okay? And that's your word of the day, and that's a great word if you guys want to bank that in your library for future use. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, I was talking about voting, and there was a Republican debate last night. I don't know where it was, but they had a Republican debate last night, and Trump and Rubio and these guys on the Republican side, these guys are just slamming each other. They throwing bricks at each other. I mean, they slinging gunshots at each other. Okay? They calling each other names, killing their credibility, and just everything. It's getting nasty with the Republicans, okay? I think the Democrats are trying to run a cleaner race as possible, but I'm sure some dirt's going to be smeared over the next few days before the primary, especially this weekend. But the debate last night by the Republicans was just horrid. And you can go out there and look at the video. It's out there. You can just Google the Republican presidential debate, and it'll come right up. Okay, see what Cruz was saying about Trump. See what Trump was saying about Cruz. See what Rubio was saying about him. All that. Okay, and they say that this guy Cruz, I think it's Cruz or Rubio. They say one of these guys is a sweat mongrel. That means he perspires like you wouldn't believe. If he took his jacket off, you'd see, sweat rings under his armpits, things like that. And he sweats a lot. I mean, you can't, I guess the guy may have a problem. You can't hold that against him. But is a big word. But I don't know if I'd like to see my president of the United States out somewhere with his jacket off, with these huge sweat rings under his armpits. You know, you got on a blue shirt and you got sweat rings under the armpit. That means the armpit is dark blue. Dark blue rings under there if you have on a blue shirt. So I don't know if I want to see my president like that. So I'm not going to vote for him anyway. I don't particularly like that guy. But it is what it is, right? But I don't want to see my president with sweat rings under his arm. All right? And I'm telling you guys that as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today is Free Fall Friday, so anyone can call in. Just when you call in, just press number one, and I'll put you up on the show, and you'll be live on the air with me. Okay? And so today's episode, what I wanted to talk about was how did Terry Crews, the actor, get addicted to porn? Okay, so he's come out and admitted or said that he's addicted to porn, to pornography. And he's been addicted for a long time. So how does someone get addicted to porn? I don't know how someone get addicted to pornography. I can think of ways. It's just like anything else. When you start to put in a lot of time in that, when you start to drink a lot of alcohol, often, you're headed towards addiction, where your body starts to crave it. Cigarette smoke, you get to smoking a lot of cigarettes, then the next thing you know, your body is craving it. And that's an addiction. Marijuana smoke, cocaine. There's all kinds of stuff. You can even get food addiction. I thought I was addicted to Mayfield vanilla ice cream. Okay? I used to buy a couple of half gallons at a time, right? So I can make sure I have ice cream on hand. And at night, right before bed, I'd make me a nice bowl of ice cream. And I'd take it to bed. And I'd eat that ice cream right there in bed while I'm watching a little TV. And once I finish it, next thing you know, I'm waking up the next morning with a, dry bowl of ice cream on my side. And that started to become a norm at night. And I think that also poured on the pounds for me. Okay, eat it and sleep it. Eat it and go to sleep. That's what I did. So, you know, but eventually I started to shut it down because now I want to do a little exercising and I want to lose some pounds. So that's a way to do it. Okay, I laid off the ice cream because I think that's what was packing the pounds on. Anyhow, here we are, Free Fall Friday. How did Terry Crews get addicted to porn? And like I said, if you tend to do a certain thing all the time, you may get in a routine of doing it. He may do it, you know, late at night. He might wake up 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning while everyone's asleep in the house, and he'd get on his computer or get on, you know, put in a DVD or whatever and watch porn. Okay? And those of you who don't know what porn is, it's adult entertainment. It's sex and sex videos. It's videos of people having sex, pornography. Or, you know, there are different forms of pornography. Okay? There's sex pornography and there's just like picture pornography. The Playboy and Penthouse magazines are picture pornography. And a lot of people get a kicks out of that. I mean, these things aren't still on the shelves for nothing. They selling like crazy. Playboy magazine still sells like you wouldn't believe. Been around since the 60s. But a lot of people, you know, used to go to the grocery store or what have you, and open up a Penthouse Playboy magazine, and you could go flip through the pages and see everything you wanted to see. But nowadays they're in these clear plastic covers, or they're sealed in plastic. Just open it up and start to, you know, get your free look at the pictures and all. So they got a little hip to that, and so now you have to buy the magazine in order to look at it. And that was a great idea. Excuse me. But that's, you know, that's what pornography is. And as you know, a lot of people collect these magazines. And you collect these magazines and you sit at home in the evening or whatever, sit around and you watch pornography on your computer or on TV or what have you, or you're reading it and you're looking at it in a magazine. And it starts to get a normal routine of your day. And that's how you can get addicted to it. Because you wake up in the morning thinking, man, I want to go back and look at that one more time. And then you go back and look at that one more time. And the next thing you know, you're looking at another one and another one and another one. And then you might, you know, stop for a little while, go do your thing, come back and be like, man, I'm gonna see if I can find this one. Let me see if I can find that one. And that's how you start to grow your addiction, or that's how you become an addict of pornography, is to continue to watch it in some form or fashion. Again, it's just like drugs or alcohol, what have you. You do it, and you do it excessively. That starts to become a habit. Okay? I forgot how they explain how you develop a habit. I think it's you develop a habit by doing something over and over again for 2 months or 30 days. And it'll turn into a habit. So Terry Crews was one. He come out with it, and excuse me, he actually had to go to rehab for it. I mean, it had gotten so bad, seems like he had to go to rehab, and to see about his addiction and how to get over it. Okay? And from what I understand, a friend of mine told me that he'd been a porn addict since he was 12. And that's, you know, that's a sad state of affairs, but it is what it is, right? I mean, if that's what he's saying, then you have to believe that maybe he's telling the truth. Okay? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you know, it takes a strong man to admit that, you know, he has an addiction, especially an addiction like pornography. You try to watch your, you know, you try to keep your, you know, keep it away from your wife or whatever, keep it away from your family. And again, if you continue to do it, it starts to become the norm in your life. And then the next thing you know, you can't put it down. Okay, you can't put it down. And it becomes an addiction. So he went to rehab for it. And I'm thinking to myself, and this excuse me, I'm not making light of it, but I'm just saying this, it's funny to think that you go to rehab for porn, for being addicted to porn. What are you doing in rehab? I mean, you're talking about pornography in rehab. I don't know how you rehabilitate a pornography addict. I wonder, how do they do that? What's the steps in rehabbing a pornography addict? I guess it might be the same steps, just like you do a drug addict, except you use different materials. Same process, just different materials. Okay? I know they couldn't watch this one lady on the radio, on the Tom Joyner show. She said that her husband was addicted to porn, and he went to rehab for it, and he couldn't watch TV, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. Once he came back from rehab, he turned around and cheated on her with three other women. Okay? She said he cheated on her with three other women. So it seems like instead of him being rehabilitated, he went in and got accelerated. Okay? He got on the fast track to a higher form of addiction. Okay? He ended up losing everything, but that's, you know, that's sad. And it's sad because you can't break away from it. You feel like you can't break away from it. And like I said, I think I was addicted to the Mayfield ice cream for a long time because I had to have it at night. You know, when it seemed like when it, you know, I'm like, when it started to get dark, I'm like, oh, man, I got to eat. I'm going to eat my dinner so I can get me some ice cream later, go to bed. And that started to be my routine at night. You know, I'd eat dinner, get ready for bed, take my ice cream out, let it sit out for a little bit, soften up. And then I scoop me a bowl of ice cream. Okay? And I put all kinds of stuff in it. I put Coca-Cola was my favorite thing to put in it. When I was young, I used to put Kool-Aid in it. I mean, it's like a float, right? And doesn't matter, I guess, what you put in it. If you like what you put in it, you can turn it into like a float. And so that was my addiction. And again, I feel like it was an addiction because I could not break away from that. I mean, I did. I am now. I probably hadn't eaten a bowl of ice cream late at night in a very long time. And I don't crave it like I used to. Okay? I don't crave it like I used to. But when you know, if I were to have to go to rehab for an ice cream addiction, you know, that'd be tough on me and my family. So it doesn't matter what your addiction is. Some people are addicted to cigarette smoke. Some people are addicted to marijuana smoke. Some people are addicted to cocaine. Some people are addicted to alcohol. Some people are addicted to pornography. There's all kinds of addictions out there. And I'm sure that there's something you may be addicted to. It may not be any of those things that I've just mentioned, but it may be something. And if it is, just address it and maybe sit down with someone, maybe a significant other or whatever, and be like, hey, this is weighing on me hard, and I need help. Can you help me? And you may not be as bad or as far along as some people are. But again, I know you've always heard that the first step to recovery is admitting that you have a problem. Hey, that's all the time I have today. It's Friday. I hope you guys have a great Friday at work or whatever you're doing today. Hope you have a tremendous weekend. Remember, it's going to be sunny on Saturday. Remember, it's going to be sunny on Sunday. So remember, let those grills smoke. Okay? Let those grills smoke. And when you do, think about the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you Monday morning. Right? I guess it's Monday morning. We'll see you Monday morning right here on the Frank Williams Show. All I have to say is, Terry Crews, I wish you luck in your rehabilitation of your addiction. I hope you get right, brother. And you can beat it. I wasn't trying to say beat it. You know, don't beat it. I'm just saying you can beat your addiction. Okay? Okay, take it as you want it, right? You can beat it. And, I don't know where you went wrong, but I hope that you can get it right. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday morning, 10 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care. Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it. Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? It doesn't matter who is right or wrong. It doesn't matter who's to blame. We both have to swallow our pride to make this love strong. And we can conquer anything.
And maybe we can find